Bar. Marie, M-A-R-I, and Katie, K-A-T-I-E. Marie Faustin, the very talented storyteller and stand-up comedian who has her own show on WBAI Thursdays, which is Tall Tales in the Big City. She's going to be part of that event, too. And I forgot to say that the guest that night is going to be Angela Nagel, who is the author of Kill All Normies. She writes about the online culture wars. She's Irish, which is really cool. She's coming in from Ireland just to do this and other things. I'm going to pretend that it's because of this, but that's not true. And, yeah, so make sure you come to that. And she writes a lot about the alt-right. She's a great, great, great guest. And then there's karaoke. So see you guys next week. And don't forget, June 14th. June 14th is that event. You got to buy tickets online. It's only $10. It's nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Okay, thanks, guys. Bye.
Hi, it's Marie Faustin from Tall Tales in the Big City. On Wednesday, June 14th at 7 p.m., join me and Katie Halper at Brooklyn Commons, 388 Atlantic Avenue, for some stories, some stand-up, some karaoke. Get your $10 tickets by going to give2wbai.org and typing Katie and Marie in the search box. Once again, that's Wednesday, June 14th at 7 p.m., Brooklyn Commons at 388 Atlantic Avenue. Two lucky listeners will get to tell a story on stage with us. Don't forget to get your $10 tickets today. And of course, don't forget to listen to Tall Tales in the Big City every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. on WBAI New York 99.5.
I'm Jesse Lent with the WBAI Resistance Calendar. On Monday, May 22nd, Get Organized BK is holding a community organizing meeting at Garfield Temple at 274 Garfield Place and 8th Avenue in Brooklyn to, quote, resist the injustice, bigotry, and corruption of the Trump regime. Doors open at 6:30 p.m., a panel on reproductive rights starts at 7, and working group meetings begin at 8. You can get more information at getorganizedbk.org. The organization Food and Water Watch is holding a Resist Trump volunteer meeting on Thursday, May 25th at 6 p.m. at the New York Society for Ethical Culture at 2 West 64th Street in Manhattan. On the agenda is a discussion of Food and Water Watch campaigns to oppose the Trump administration, including his plans to slash key environmental regulations, promote more fracking, and privatize our public water systems. It's critical that we join together to fight back against Trump's climate-destroying plans and defend our right to clean water, climate justice, and safe food, reads the group's Facebook page. For more information, call Greta Zaro at 347-774-4597. Or you can email her at gzaro@fwwatch.org. The Brooklyn Anti-Gentrification Network is holding a planning meeting for their upcoming Brooklyn-wide march against racism, gentrification, and police brutality on Tuesday, May 30th at 6:30 p.m. at the Solidarity Center at 147 West 24th Street in Manhattan on the second floor. Our neighborhoods are being torn apart by skyrocketing rents and terrorized by police brutality, reads the group's official statement on the upcoming march. Low to middle income New Yorkers are being priced out or displaced by gentrification, while our city is being made over into a playground for the super rich. We say no more. You can find out more by emailing info@bangentrification.org or by calling or texting the number 646-820-6039. The organization's Citizens Climate Lobby is described in their mission statement as a, quote, nonprofit, nonpartisan, grassroots advocacy organization focused on national policies to address climate change. On Wednesday, May 31st at 6 p.m., one of the group's local chapters will meet at Friends and Lovers at 641 Klassen Avenue in Brooklyn to, quote, get to work, pushing for sensible climate action policy at the state and national level. Find out more at citizensclimatelobby.org. On Saturday, June 3rd at 2 p.m., demonstrators from the 5th Annual Moms Demand Action March across the Brooklyn Bridge will gather in Korean War Memorial Park on the Brooklyn side of the bridge to protest the more than 90 people killed each day by gun violence in America. Those participating in the march are asked to wear orange in memory of Hadiah Pendleton, a 15-year-old high school student killed by gunfire in her hometown of Chicago back in 2012 after she had recently participated in President Obama's re-inaugural parade. You can find out more information about the march at momsdemandaction.org. That's the WBAI Resistance Calendar for the week ending May 20th. I'm Jesse Lent.
The Gary Null Show. And now, your host, Gary Null.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Null. Nice to have you with us today.
And we want to give some premiums that are absolutely unique. In fact, they're so unique that they're exclusive only to WBAI. There's no phone. You can't call my office and get them. There's no place. Because they're in manufacturing as we speak, and I believe that this is the future. You've heard me mention many times, Tony, that we have an aging population, and with that aging comes all of the conditions that we have contributed to, even inadvertently or unknowingly. And one day we wake up and we just don't have the memory, or we don't have the energy, or we don't have we're having trouble sleeping, we have insomnia, or we have mood swings or depression. And these are epidemic, and they're not being discussed in the mainstream media because they don't know what to do outside of taking a drug that has never reversed any of these. So what I've done is this. I'm going to share all three things directly with you, Tony. And I know that you're going to offer these at a very, very special price to the people in the audience as a way of saying thank you for supporting WBAI. First up, brand new. First time I've mentioned this, I'm very excited by this. It took me a long time to create this. It's called Brain Stuff. Brain Stuff. So what do I put in this delicious-tasting chocolate-flavored powder that makes it so important? Well, I put the nutrients that the scientific literature, my own many years of clinical experience, helping tens of thousands of people with their brains and other conditions, manifest. I start off with brown rice bran. Most people have never had brown rice bran. Flax seeds, and then superstars, acetyl L-carnitine, green tea extract at 98% purity, glycerophosphorylcholine. Now, glycerophosphorylcholine, a long word, is extremely important for the brain. Yet I don't know anyone that takes it. But I want everyone to know when I'm creating a formula, I want stuff that I know is going to make a difference. So I put it in there. Cacao, a real important nutrient. In fact, there are thousands of scientific studies on it. It's alpha-lipoic, L-I-P-O-I-C, acid. Alpha-lipoic acid. I began to use alpha-lipoic acid myself over 20 years ago, and now I advocate it for people every day. Quercetin. Quercetin is what you get when you eat the white inside a peel of, which no one ever eats, of a grapefruit or an orange, but and also you get it in apples and onions, and which makes the onion so important. But quercetin, Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N, it also is one of the most important nutrients we can take. Rosemary, of all the herbs, rosemary would be at the top of my list. Eleutherococcus sinicosus, that's Siberian ginseng. Now, there are a lot of different types of ginseng, but the Eleutherococcus, that I have found to be the most powerful. Also, ginkgo biloba, another superstar. Pantothenic acid, And for all the people who don't understand what happens when you're deficient in vitamin B12, vitamin B12, vitamin B1, calcium and magnesium, and it's got stevia, a chocolate flavor, and that's brain stuff. So this is the superstar brain stuff, brand new, not available anywhere except on WBAI. So that's one thing you're getting. But with that, you're also getting something else, Tony, and something that can make an enormous difference, a documentary. This documentary, I believe this won the Houston Film Fest as Best Medical Documentary. And this documentary, Healing the Brain Naturally, let's look at it a little differently. The brain is the most important organ in the body. And amazingly, it empowers you to think, to walk, to talk, to learn, to make friends, have emotions, and know what it means to be alive. Now, although it weighs only about 2 pounds, more or less, and it's approximately 75% water, the functioning of every system in the human body is entirely dependent upon the brain. Yet when it comes to health and people who are losing their health, they rarely think of the brain. They think of that stiff joint. They think of the hemorrhoids. They think of the urinary incontinence that I just had to go see a friend because he's now for the first time suffering from incontinence and he's not aware of it. He's only 60 years old and he's incontinent. But he was a drinker during his life and a smoker. He stopped both about 10 years ago, but the damage done was never repaired. He thought as long as you stop something, it repairs itself. It doesn't. And as a result, when I got a call from his son saying, he won't listen to me, but maybe he'll listen to you because he is smelling up the whole house. He stopped brushing his teeth. He stopped cleaning himself. He's not flushing the toilet, all these things. I said, well, that's common for dementia, very common. And a lot of people are not aware of that. So when you see people stop brushing their teeth, stop engaging in personal hygiene, stop cleaning their clothes or wearing nice clothes, showering, he hadn't showered in 2 weeks, according to his son. So I took the time out of my busy schedule. I went up, I met with this person who I've known for 35 years, and we had a long talk. Now, he was fully aware of what I was saying, but within the next 2 hours, he said the same thing maybe 10 times. Yet the trouble with dementia is you never remember what you just forgot. As a result, you'll say something and then 5 minutes later you say it again, but you won't remember you've said it. And then the fact that I said, have you been able to smell the air in here? It's really foul. No, I don't smell anything. I said, well, it's time that you finally discipline yourself to change. And he agreed to do so, and he's now on a holistic protocol. And I gave him a copy of Healing the Brain Naturally. I said, you and your family watch this because you've got to work together as a support team. I said, you're very lucky to have a support team. A lot of people don't. So you got to be aware that we need the brain healthy. So in this very powerful documentary, that's where I spent 33 years at the Institute of Applied Biology and Anti-Aging Medicine, I look at the brain in depth. You'll see it. In fact, I did special animation when I was directing it so that you get to see all through the brain and how it functions, and you understand why the brain is so crucial to health and how to keep the brain and the entire body healthy and strong, Tony, and how to optimize brain functioning and how to improve memory. Yes, improve memory, improve cognition. And specific protocols are mentioned in the documentary to prevent or reverse all kinds of brain diseases. So after viewing this documentary, I believe you'll gain an awareness of cutting-edge health information and learn proven methodologies that will dramatically improve the quality of your life and your new mind power. So it's Healing the Brain Naturally. So you're getting Healing the Brain Naturally, and you're getting brain stuff. And brain stuff, you simply take one scoop each morning in any beverage except milk. If you want an orange juice, apple juice, tomato juice, a grapefruit juice, a rice milk, coconut milk, fine.
I just use water, Gary. I mix your powders with water.
Fine. That's fine. A lot of people can, and some people want something else. But at least you're getting something that we've never offered before. And I believe that of all the different things I've invented and shared with the people, that this will rank at the right at the top because we have so many people, Tony, who are now passing into that age, over the age of 45, where the brain is getting hit by micro strokes. You don't even know you have one. You can lose your balance. Generally after an argument, after we yell or scream, that's when those happen. Plaque buildup, the amyloid plaque, that contributes to dementia and Alzheimer's. When we stop not being able to sleep through a night, when we end up with moods like a blue mood, but we don't know why, when we kind of withdraw within ourselves, these are the symptoms. And then comes the big symptoms: forgetting where you put your keys, forgetting where you put your wallet, forgetting did you turn off the lights or not turning on off the lights, reading something and not being able to remember what you just read, seeing a movie and not remembering the title or who was in it. And so that means that you're not at the beginning of a disease process, you're well into it. Remember, by the time you have your heart attack, your breast cancer, your prostate cancer, your osteoporosis, your osteoarthritis, your dementia, you've been working at that for decades. Now you've tipped. As I was just mentioning in my program at noon, some new studies showed that the brain now tips after having so much sugar, especially fructose. It tips, and once it tips, wow, you've got trouble. We didn't know there was a tipping point, and that's why they're now calling Alzheimer's diabetes 3.
Wow.
It's really diabetes of the brain. Brand new. I just shared all this on my noon show today. I know you were in a conference call with the other stations, mm-hmm. but boy, this is important stuff because they always hear everything on health first and foremost on my program, and then other people take it from my show and use it, and that's fine. I'm happy to share that with them. The more we spread stuff around, the better it is. And so at least you got to know that when you're having that sugar, you're aging your brain. So I'm giving you everything you can do to de-age the brain, to get your memory back, your cognition back, to get clarity of thinking back, to get alertness back, to get the power of focus and thought back. All that comes from healing the brain. Can we do it? Yes, we can. My final thought before I turn it over to you, Tony. Proof. Well, Gary, you say that, but that doesn't make it so. You're right. We're going to hold a healthy skepticism until there's some proof. Again, I agree with you. You should. Anything I say, but anyone else says, too. 6 years ago, I did a study. In this study, it was a brain study. You couldn't get in unless you had proof from your medical doctor that you had some form of severe brain condition that was not responding to treatment, and you've been in that capacity for at least 2 years. We had people with myasthenia gravis, we had people with ALS and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and multiple sclerosis. Well, give you three examples of people. This was after 16 months. We met with them every 2 weeks for 3 months, 3 weeks, excuse me, 3 hours. And it was medically supervised by a board-certified neurologist and psychiatrist, Dr. Martin Feldman. And he's also an associate professor of neurology at Mount Sinai and authored over 80 published papers in peer-reviewed literature. But it was not a medical protocol. It had nothing to do with medicine. It had to do with lifestyle and behavior. Let me give you the latest. The latest, just I got an email yesterday from one of the people named Kenny. Kenny is a plumber, was, and Kenny was at the end stage of multiple sclerosis. In fact, I'd never met him, and the first meeting, it didn't go well because he couldn't get up the steps. And his wife came up and says, you know, we signed up, but we're not going to be able to attend because I can't get him up the steps. And she was very emotionally distraught that he couldn't be there. And I said, that's not a problem. We'll just carry him up. So we went downstairs and carried Kenny up. So Kenny attended all the meetings. Today, Kenny's neurologist can find no degeneration of the myelin sheath. He is completely normal. And yet two separate neurologists were already talking to him about how he had to put ramps around his house leading to a bed. And in the end, he said that he would end up, they generally drown in their own mucus and their lungs fill up and they have no muscle capacity for expulsion of anything. And it was a gruesome picture. Today he is vitally healthy. There was a woman, end stage Alzheimer's, And if you saw the first video of her, completely unkempt and couldn't remember her own name, and within a year and a half, all that had reversed. So much so that she was able to re-enter the old world that she lived in. We had an African-American gentleman named Thomas, 70 years of age. He was an engineer. And on his first day, since we videotaped the first meeting of everyone, their entry, his hands are shaking like a leaf. On the last one, steady as a rock. But then, not only did his blood pressure normalize, his cholesterol normalize, his blood sugar normalize, his pain gone away, his Parkinson's, no symptoms of Parkinson's at all. But then he says to me, he says, I got something happening and I don't know what to make of it. I said, what is it? He said, well, my memory. I said, what about your memory? He said, my memory is changing radically over the last 3 months. He said, I said, well, tell me how it manifests. And he said, well, ask me any question. I said, what year did you graduate from high school? He told me. How many were in your class? He told me. I remember it was 22. I said, name them. He named the first and last name of every student in his high school class.
Wow.
From 50-some years ago. That's called acute memory. I've never seen that experience in any human being in my life, but he did it. And he did it in front of the whole group and on film. Now, then I sent this out for peer review, and it was accepted. I was invited to give a talk, as I generally do after my these experiments. And I was invited to Washington, D.C. I took several people with me, including Jonathan Ortega, whose mother and father are both police officers, were. They retired after 20 years of outstanding service, never having to draw their guns, resolving conflicts and issues without violence. So I commend them. In my opinion, they're the ideal of what a police officer should be. But their son suffered from advanced autism, and he's completely normal, totally normal. Not only normal, but in a high-ranking school where he was outstanding student of the month for 10 straight months, and I brought them down. I brought the woman with Alzheimer's down. And I brought a woman who had reversed her menopause down, but she also had some other very serious life-changing condition. And normally at these conferences, you got thousands and thousands of scientists, generally over 2 or 3 days, and each presenter is allowed about 22 minutes. And you put your paper up on a screen, and they're kind of reading it on their computers, and then you take some questions, and that's it. I scrapped what I was supposed to be talking about, and I said, I want to bring you real people who've changed their brains completely.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought them out, and they all did a little talk before all these scientists. What was interesting, Tony, is not a single doctor scientist there. We're talking about thousands called me to follow up saying, how did you do this? So not only did I do it and published about it and was invited by the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine to give a presentation in Washington, D.C., which I did, and brought them so they could be examined and questioned to show the proof of this, but as if I did something and no one wanted to know about it, a fear of knowing. So can we show that this is possible? You bet we've done it. So it's not a matter, it's not hypothetical, it's real, and done it many times. So I just want people to know that when I'm doing a documentary, and as you know, my new documentary is the most winning documentary in the world right now, Plant Codes, 20 awards just in the last 6 weeks, and these are not easy to get, by the way. And I'm not saying that to brag in any sense. I don't care about that. What I care about is that the topic is really exciting people, and some of the people in that film were improved in mental conditions because of changing their diet. So if you think, well, how can just changing a diet affect my brain? It can. It can and does. The fact that we're not paying attention to this doesn't mean the proof isn't there. There were 96 studies referred to on my program today from Imperial College showing that by putting more fruits and vegetables into a diet, we could save about 7.9 million people from dying prematurely. That's a big deal.
Wow, 7.9 million people. That's quite a significant number.
That's just doing nothing other than increasing the fruits and vegetables to 5 servings a day. How many servings is the average kid getting, teenager in the United States today? 1.
Wow.
How many do we ideally need? About 12.
And they're getting plenty of those servings of sugar that you said were so dangerous.
That's correct. So So that's what we have today. So we have a wonderful package that can help people, that can help their body, that can help in ways that we could never imagine. And so it's the powder brain stuff, brand new, available nowhere. Can't get it from my office. Don't even try. It's not even finished. It's being actually manufactured now. And it took me so long because I had trouble getting the ingredients. You can't just go out into the marketplace and find certain ingredients. You have to track them down all over the world. But we have all the ingredients. They're being manufactured now. And I always make my products vegan and GMO-free and kosher wherever possible, and which almost all of them are, and as good as they can get. So you're getting a documentary that's going to educate you with protocols. You're getting a product. And then when you say so, I'm going to give you a whole lot of information on Alzheimer's. Tony?
Gary, I just want to jump back at a point you made earlier in the conversation, and it was about the need to restore when, let's say you've been smoking your whole life, and smoking drains certain materials out of your body, for instance. A lot of people say, oh, I quit the bad habit, now I'm healthy, but not replacing what has been taken away for years. The same may be true with people who take antibiotics, for instance, and they've taken antibiotics, they've only decided, I'm going to stop. But if you don't go back and replace it with good probiotics, you may not have healed what has been taken away. And that is an important part of this, folks. When you stop the bad habits, you have to replace what's been taken away from your body. And when you give your body nutrients, as we all know listening to this station, your body begins to behave differently when it has the fuel that it needs. And Gary, I just want to ask you this question before we go too much further. Well, I'm going to give folks the phone number quickly, 516-620-3602. You can get both of these items at the pledge level of $125 of support to WBAI. The brain stuff, which has never been offered anywhere, today is the debut of it. That's a pledge of $90 by itself. You can get Healing the Brain Naturally for a pledge of $50 by itself, but the two of them at the pledge level of $125 to WBAI, 516-620-3602. Don't forget, you can visit givetowbai.org to pick them up as well. And so many people have minor things. And Gary, people begin to notice the little things. You start to notice when your memory's changing. You start to notice when you have to think longer to remember where the keys are. You start to notice when these little changes happen. How often, Gary, can this kind of condition, and particularly with the brain, be traced back to nutrition? Or treated
probably
with nutrition?
From my personal experience, I can only speak from my own clinical experience, I'm going to say about 95% of the time.
Wow.
What I see happening are a factor of five, what I call the factor of five.
Mm-hmm.
One, nutrition. Having a meat-based diet, coffee, alcohol, even in moderate amounts, sugars, soft drinks, high-fat diet, high proteins. Those are the diet part. Number two, lack of exercise, sedentary, watching television, computer work, sitting at a desk that causes poor circulation. That includes poor circulation, the microcirculation to the brain, and also the poor diet causes the carotid artery to frequently clog, and people might not even know they have a clogged artery going to the brain that could cause an ischemic episode. And until it's 95% occluded. So that's that whole concept that you won't know there's a problem until it's been going on for a long time. And the first time you may know, you have an occluded carotid arteries with a stroke. In fact, Tony, there's a man, and I can mention his name because he went public with it on a PBS special I did. And he and his wife, but his wife initially did not believe in any of this, nor did his daughter. And his name was Finkelstein, Ed Finkelstein. And I remember being in my office at the Tri-State Healing Center at 72nd and Broadway at that time. And he couldn't come upstairs. It was only one flight. And so the receptionist says, Gary, there's someone downstairs who can't make it up. Can you get downstairs? I said, sure. So I went down, and we sat on the stoop for about an hour and a half. And he said, look, I'm an engineer, and I've been told that I got 95% blockage in my carotid artery. I must have this operation, but I'm over 70 years of age. I think he was 76. And he said, I also, as an engineer, I looked at the math, and he said, the math isn't good. There's a high percentage of chance I would die during the operation or within 2 weeks after the operation. So I thought, okay, I told my wife, who is head of nursing, teaches nursing, and my daughter is a medical doctor, or a certified physician, orthodox, that I wanted to try this first. And I said, well, you realize if you're going to try this, you got to do it all. And he said, I'm willing to do it all. He said, I'm not going to waste anyone's time if it's not going to work. So I put him on the protocol, the very kind of protocol that I'm advocating, and you'll see in the documentary you're going to get, Tony, Healing the Brain Naturally. So we got him on the protocol. And it's interesting because his wife and daughter wouldn't even come out of the car to say hi to me. He said, don't be offended if they don't like you. I said, hey, there are a lot of people don't like me in a family because I'm going to suggest things that the rest of the family may disagree with, and that frequently causes conflict. If the whole family is eating bad foods, then it's familiar. It's not genetic. So anyhow,
no, it's genetically modified.
I'm used to that. If Gary Nall told you that, don't believe it. Why are you seeing that guy? Well, because maybe he's saving my life and you're causing my death. How about that? So anyhow, Ed Finkelstein, fact, within a year of getting him healthy and exercising, something he wasn't doing, he ended up becoming the outstanding track and field athlete of the year in his age group for all of America.
Wow.
And you're talking about some outstanding senior athletes. He even beat Ted Corbin, the former Olympian.
Wow.
Fact, his wife came in 2 weeks after the first meeting to bring him in, and she had Bell's palsy, where her face is all stretched down to one side and paralyzed because of the virus.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went over to her. I just happened to see, her bringing him in, and I said, do you want me to help you with that? She said, well, you can't be helped. I said, well, you're right. In your orthodox mind, it can't be helped. In my unorthodox mind, it can.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what do you got to lose? Your husband's going to be here getting these vitamin drips. Why don't you get a vitamin drip? Well, I don't believe in all this stuff. I said, well, so it's free. I'm not charging. All right? I've treated 1,200 people with AIDS, mainly gay men. I never charged a penny.
Well,
I pay for that therapy.
Since you brought that up, I must tell you that just about an hour ago, I was having a conversation with Paul DiRienzo, who is a former host here at WBAI. He was here this morning helping us to raise a little money. He told me that very story. He just said to me, Gary helped so many people with AIDS, you wouldn't believe it. He said, I saw people crawling into him, people who didn't believe in him, but who were gaunt and who went to Gary, and he didn't charge them a penny, and they came out of Gary's office healthy. I just got through hearing that story from a different source altogether, Gary.
But at the Tri-State Healing Center, I treated 1,200 people. I paid for their medical treatment. Doctors don't work for free. The whole medical staff was charging me, and I was having to go do lectures to pay for that therapy, take my royalties from my books, over $1 million to pay for their therapy. But I believe that when they came in that door and they needed help, my spiritual responsibility was to help them live, and those holistic therapies not only help them live, but reverse their AIDS in 12 cases, 100%, went on to Tony Brown's journal. But that's a separate story.
Mm-hmm.
So here he's sitting there getting his vitamin C drip, and so she sits down and she gets vitamin C drip. And the doctors come in, talk to her, and they write up the prescription, and she's on a protocol. And she said, this is way too much vitamin C. I said, well, it's only the equivalent of about 10,000 oranges. That freaked her out. She said, let me out of here. I said, well, unless you want to go eat some more, do you think eating 3 or 4 oranges is going to reverse anything? You think having glasses of orange juice? You're getting vitamin C. It's natural. I said, why don't you look around this room? And we were in a room of about 22 people. I said, people, would you talk with this woman and tell her how you have fared, in your own words? We had breast cancer, we had gangrene, we had all kinds of conditions being helped, and they all talked with her. So she kind of settled down, and then she started looking forward to it. Well, she came in every day with him, and 10 days later, she had no Bell's palsy. None.
Wow.
Now,
in
you
10
go to medical
days.
Literature.
10 days.
10 days, we completely reversed Bell's palsy.
With nutrition treatments.
Just nutrition and vitamin drips. But the point was that then she got into this in a big way. So then they started doing it together. And Ed called me one day. He said, Gary, you ought to come out and film this. I said, why? He said, well, my wife and I are running together, and she didn't do this before. Now we're running. Well, so I went out to their house, and I filmed them. And I saw their routine at making their juices together, and what a lovely and loving couple. They really, you could just see the passion in their eyes, and both about the same age. Well, guess what? I'm doing races, and I'm seeing them win both. For five straight years, Ed and Dolly Finkelstein were outstanding USA Track and Field Athletes of the Year in their age group, the New York Road Running Club Athletes of the Year, and the Metropolitan Athletic, meaning in the whole country, they were the best of the best. So they went from needing an operation or dying to the most healthy human being you could be. So that's the reality of the world that I live in. And I give you that only because when it comes to knowing what to do, sometimes people don't realize that we have options they may not be aware of, and that orthodox medicine not only may not be aware of, but be in disagreement with, because it's not, they're not trained in it, they don't believe in it. So when we talk about what is possible, Tony, I've seen what is possible. I've seen wonderful things happen. It's not a miracle. It's not something epiphanic. It is cause and effect.
Boom.
At levels that when you do the right thing, you can make a major improvement in your brain, your heart, your liver, and your lungs. So that's what we're offering today. We're offering something that you're not going to get anywhere else. You're going to get a documentary on healing the brain naturally that can have an enormously positive impact on you and also on your body.
516-620-3602 is the phone number to call. You've heard what Gary said here. So much, folks, of what is going wrong with us is because of our diets, what we eat, what we put into our bodies. There is a plan when you come onto the planet. If you eat naturally, if you give your body the fuel, the nutrition, the vitamins that it needs, I promise you it begins to behave differently. I have experienced it. I'm experiencing it right now as I've begun to take nutrients, Gary Null stuff, this and that here and there, and other vitamins more regularly. As we've started this fund drive, Gary, I knew that I would need some energy and some boosting, and things are happening to me, like I said before, that I won't talk about on the air right now, but I'll talk with you off of the air. But I am telling you, there is a difference, folks, when you begin to take nutrients and give your body back what it has been missing. And you don't realize it's been missing because you eat to satisfy yourself. You eat to satisfy your appetite, but your body wants to eat for the nutrition. And when we're not getting all of that nutrition, it's imperative that we find a source. Here's one directly for your brain. It's called Brain Stuff. Never been offered anywhere else, exclusively here on WBAI right now, a pledge level of $90. For a pledge of $125, however, we will send you both the Brain Stuff and Healing the Brain Naturally. You can find that at givetowbai.org or call us at 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. Look for Gary Null's Brain Pack on givetowbai.org. Or get on the phone right now. Pledge at that $125 level to get a hold of this. Gary, the minute the Brain Stuff is available in here, I will also be pledging and getting that to add to the regimen that I'm doing now, because I understand that it's time to boost that and that I could use some help in that direction myself. I've had a couple of memory glitches recently, not big ones, but minor things. And I go, wait a minute, what is that? And some other people have had those sorts of things, and this is a way to begin to address it, folks. We're not making any claims or any healing or reversing of anything. What we're saying is when your body is given the right nutrients, when it's given the fuel it needs, it responds to that fuel. When you put, if you put leaded gasoline into a Rolls Royce, it will not run properly. If you put unleaded, the highest octane, what is approved for that car, it runs like a machine, and your body will do the same thing. 516-620-3602, a pledge of $125 in support of WBAI, in support of the Gary Null Show, in support of a program that is cutting edge every day, in support of a program that doesn't care what the mainstream is saying. It comes from its own perspective. It looks, in fact, at what the mainstream isn't saying so that those perspectives can be presented to you both health-wise, politically, health news, all of those arts, whatever the situation might be. We're looking from a perspective that the mainstream cannot. And the other thing is, as Gary told the story about being at the conference and him showing, I've reversed the brain health for diseases that they say there is no cure for. Doctors weren't interested. That means when you go to most of your doctors, they're not going to have these protocols for you. They're not going to prescribe this. They're going to prescribe drugs that cost into the thousands, drugs that often bankrupt people, and often at the ends of their lives. And when these conditions kick in, a lot of these conditions kick in older years. But as Gary pointed out, they started years before because your body wasn't receiving the right nutrients. So this is something that can benefit almost everyone. 516-620-3602. Gary Null's Brain Health Pack for a pledge of $125 to WBAI. You get the DVD, Healing the Brain Naturally, and you also receive Gary's brand new formulation, which is Brain Stuff. 516-620-3602. It's a phone number that is the lifeblood of WBAI. This is how we stay on the airwaves, folks. Instead of having those commercials for pharmaceuticals on the air, we bring you the opposite. And what we do with this is we empower you to make the decision. One of the things that we understand about a Pacifica audience, a WBAI audience, is that they're smarter than the general public. We don't tell you what to think or what to do. We let you make your own decision, knowing that you will make that decision in an informed way. And you know what? With a little brain stuff, maybe you'll be a little more informed from deeper within yourself than you ever thought, like the brother that reaccessed his memories. 516-620-3602. Who can't use some brain strengthening, since, a lot of people's brains are about to explode from what's happening in the White House anyway? 516-620-3602, the Brain Health Package by Gary Null, a pledge of $125 to WBAI. Gary, tell us some other success stories that you've dealt with, and especially as relates to the health of people's brains in your practice.
Sure. Let me give you a specific. Right now, if you ask the National Institutes of Mental Health, in fact, if you ask anyone at the FDA and CDC, can you reverse full-blown autism? They will say, no, it's not possible. They will try to offer some drugs to slow down some of the symptoms, but once you have autism spectrum disorder, it's not a single condition. It's a spectrum. You can have from very mild, flawed speech, inability to focus, no attention span to Asperger's. So it's a whole spectrum of conditions. There was a woman who had a child who had not spoken in, I believe it was 10 or 12 years, and the son was getting big. And we forget what happens to an autistic child that grows up. If they throw a temper tantrum or do something, you don't want them hurting themselves or anyone else in the family or outside of that. And she went to the psychiatrist, and the psychiatrist said, well, all I can do is give you a fifth antipsychotic medication. And she said, he's already on four, and I've read the package inserts, and any one of those could kill him. And they have terrible, terrible reactions. And she said, I just can't do it. So she went home. Now, this she said on tape, by the way. She said on a film. And she said, so there I'm sitting at a table, and I'm crying because I'm feeling helpless. I don't know what to do, and yet I'm told the only thing I can do is either give one more medication that may kill my son or put him in an institution. And no, America's never gone into any of these institutions. You've never seen a documentary where what happens to Alzheimer's patients, dementia patients, when they're put in not to a nursing home, but into one of these institutions. Well, they keep them heavily sedated, strapped into chairs. There's a gross neglect, which is a form of abuse, where many die. Over 1,300 seniors died last year alone from lack of water and lack of food.
Wow.
In an institution where they're being paid $1,000 a month to house these people. So just imagine long rows of people in a house or in an environment where they can't speak with anyone, they can't get up and move around, because they're considered, quote, a danger. So she's looking at this possibility, and she's just overwhelmed. And it just so happened she had on WBAI. And she heard this guy talking about one way you can deal with seizures, and I gave a protocol for seizures. Well, most kids with autism suffer from seizures, so she wrote it down. And she tried it, and lo and behold, it helped seizures. The seizures stopped. And after a couple months, he didn't have a single seizure. And so she called my office, and she said, is there anything can help with autism? I said, sure. So I gave her a whole protocol, and these are very, very detailed and very comprehensive. Well, about 6 months later, it normally is that there's grunts, no communication, no, just grunting, like that. She's sitting in the kitchen, and her son comes in, goes to the door that leads out into their little garden, and says, can you help me open the door? She about fell on the floor.
Mm.
He spoke. He actually made a sentence.
Wow.
And that's when she knew something was going on in his brain. Well, she continued. I tweaked the protocols, as I tend to do, and depending upon how they're responding. And today, he is 100% normal, healthy. In the film, we actually have him making breakfast, playing guitar. He loves piano. He and his dad, you know, throw the ball, you know, baseball. He's just a normal teenager. He had lost 14 years of his life, and this all happens right after he got vaccinated, his mom told me.
Mm.
And none of the doctors wanted to be responsible for it. So the mother and father couldn't work normal shifts, so the mother had to work daytime, the father at night, just so that someone could be attending him 24/7, because when you got autism, you got 24/7. And that's just one example, and that's on film, and the medical records are there, and the family has actually told their story publicly and tried to help motivate other kids out there to get healthy and the parents to get them healthy. So that's just one more case of that.
Well, Gary, this points to how powerful, first of all, nutrition is for the body, and how simply we can begin to address things. And folks, one of the things that we have to keep in mind is that when we go to a medical facility, when we approach a doctor, we don't really know what the doctor's going to tell us. We're not armed often with all of the information that we need. And so alternatives like this are so important. And again, I point to why WBAI is so important. Did you hear that story? A woman was listening, heard a protocol by chance for seizures, which began to help her child, which led to her seeking out other protocols nutritionally and food-based. This vitamin and nutrition base, this changed her life. Her child is now normal. We're offering you today something specifically about brain health. It's Gary Null's Brain Health Package, a pledge of $125. It's the brain stuff. He's never offered this anywhere before, folks. It's a brand new formula that Gary has put together specifically to address people with brain issues. But ultimately, as we age, many of us have them because our diets, even in when we're trying to eat healthy. I was talking with Barika Edwards, who's one of our producers here recently, and she said she went to Costa Rica, and the apples there tasted like apples, and the bananas there tasted like bananas, whereas in this country, they taste like they're drained of all of their nutrients, because they often are, folks, and it is important that we restore the nutrients that we're missing from our everyday diets. Even when we're eating at our healthiest, often the foods don't have the nutrition that we need. We have to find ways to supplement our own health and to supplement our own nutrition. This puts the power in your own hands, by the way. 516-620-3602, a pledge of just $125 for a brand new offering from Gary Null, never offered anywhere else, exclusively here on WBAI today. 516-620-3602, a pledge of just $125 on your American Express card, on your Visa card, on your Discover card, on your MasterCard, or become a buddy of this program. Make a pledge of support, but do that. Think about how your pledges of support help to empower that woman. Because we have these microphones and because you have provided New York with this 50,000-watt signal, that woman's life was changed because she was tuning by and happened to hear that story. Gary, I have a volunteer that I could tell a similar story about who heard us on the air offering a premium, had just happened to be tuned by as a 20-year-old woman, had a stroke. Brilliant young woman, beautiful and brilliant, so smart that she had a license to trade on Wall Street. But this stroke in her 20s stopped her. She listened to this station and heard some stuff, came in here and began to, after she could get out of bed, using some of the stuff that she ordered a premium and using some of the stuff she heard on the air, changed her life to the point that she came here to volunteer and to reintegrate in the work world. She wasn't comfortable going back in. She started here. WBAI changed that woman's life. That is your pledges of support, folks. You did that. If you hadn't supported this station over these 57 years, the human being you just heard about, this child with autism, wouldn't have had the experience that he had, and the woman who is my friend wouldn't have had that experience as well. She lives right here in New Jersey. She heard it on WBAI. She got excited, pledged for a premium, and her life changed, but it was only on the airwaves because you've supported this station for all of these years. 516-620-3602, and from my heart, seriously, thank you for that. When this woman told me this story, I was so moved. And I know, Gary, for you, it must be hundreds of stories like that where people come back to you and say, thank you. You've changed my life. You helped me. And again, folks, this is based on vitamins and nutrition because the deficits in the American diet, and they refer to it as SAD, the standard American diet, because it's so bereft of the nutrition needed that our bodies aren't functioning optimally simply because they're not getting what they need. When you add that back in, you will notice a difference. 516-620-3602. We're offering you Gary Knoll's Brain Health Package for a pledge of $125. If you want to get just the brain stuff, that's a pledge of $90. You can get the DVD, Healing the Brain Naturally, for a pledge of just $50. But we will send them both out to you for your pledge of $125 of support to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM. We are the only station of this kind. In fact, the other stations prefer the pharmaceutical solutions. The other stations prefer the solutions that are literally poison to your system. What's the side effects of eating oranges? What's the side effect of eating avocados? What's the side effect of eating nuts? It's better health, not death. That's what we're offering. But we're not just offering you that. We're offering you the option yourself for you to make the decision. We don't want to tell you what to do. We don't want you to go ask your doctor, as the commercials say, ask if the drug that'll kill you is right for you. You know what? We know better health and better nutrition is right for you. We don't have to ask anyone. You simply should ask yourself and then make that phone call. 516-620-3602. A pledge of $125. Use the American Express card. Use the Visa card. And as soon as those arrive, folks, we're going to get them out of here. Gary has a brand new item on the table here for you. And I will tell you this now, I will be taking it immediately upon receiving it, adding it to my morning regimen and to my afternoon regimen and making it a part of what I do daily, Gary. And I appreciate that you've come up with this because I know it's something that as we begin to get older, almost all Americans need. 516-620-3602. So, Gary, how do people recognize these early symptoms of brain, not failure, but of the brain beginning to behave differently?
There are multiple signs, and it depends upon how much assault the brain has had. If you're under stress, it really ages you prematurely. There's so many inflammatory markers that are occurring. Every time you get angry, every time you're fearful, every time you're anxious, and it's just like drip, 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 death by a thousand cuts, because each one of those anger sessions, each one of those anxiety sessions is creating what is called a hormone cascade. Cortisol, epinephrine, norepinephrine, catecholamines, they're flooding the brain, and that's bad. Now, here we have 18 different ingredients. Another quick story. This past summer, June, July, and August, I actually extended it a little longer into September because of the holidays. We had a health support group. It was looking at several different things, but two of the conditions that we were focused on was depression and anxiety. At the end of the study group, and we followed it for additional 6 months, we just are finishing this week the outside statistician just is ready to submit the final paper, which will go out for a peer review publication, and then to scientific organizations to see if they'd like me to come and present. And by the way, one of the legitimacies that I try to show is one of the ways they try to show, oh, well, someone's a quack. Well, what makes you a quack? Well, if you have a secret ingredient, you're charging, you know, thousands of dollars for your secret ingredient, you don't publish in peer-reviewed journals, you don't submit before scientific organizations, you don't hold yourself up to the scientific community so that they can respond, and you don't have legitimate degrees. A, PhD with honors. B, in multiple, human nutrition and public health science. 9 members of my doctoral committee, registered dietitian, licensed nutritional clinician, scientist, Institute of Pi Biology, over 161 different experiments, some were landmark, including finding that amino acids from vegetables and fruits and grains, nuts and seeds were equal in their importance in the body as from animal proteins, hence never having to eat an animal protein to get your good healthy protein. Secondly, all of my work is presented for scientific scrutiny. All of it is completely footnoted, and I am invited all the time, and I go to share my ideas before thousands of scientists. And I'm also invited, just this past year, I was in California there to teach as part of a continuing educational course for medical doctors, where I spend hours talking on a particular theme where doctors have a chance to learn and to question and challenge. And publishing in major and peer-reviewed journals, and having legitimate degrees, and having a scientific background. So on no level am I being disqualified from being able to share my insights and information. Plus, I have living people, live and well, including many medical doctors who are surprised until they see the benefits. Now, in this study that happened, we had over 100 people who came in because of depression and anxiety. 93% showed a major improvement, meaning major improvement. Their doctors took them off their antipsychotic or antidepressant medications. They are healthy today. Now, they didn't have the benefit of having a brain stuff, and they didn't have the Healing the Brain Naturally video, but they did have individual ingredients, like they took the alpha-lipoic acid, the quercetin, the rosemary, the Eleutherococcus, Senecosis, which is Siberian ginseng, the ginkgo biloba, the pantothenic acid, the B12, the B1, the calcium magnesium, and the flaxseed, and the acetyl L-carnitine, the green tea, glycerophosphocholine, the cacao, all of which are in brain stuff. So they, you know, the people in the audience should understand that you have to make really positive choices. I don't want anyone to be under the impression that there's some magic cure your brain and you can continue an unhealthy lifestyle, and all you have to do is take a scoop of that. That's not going to happen. You really have to commit yourself to change, because once the brain's damaged, you're going to see it this way. You ask a question, you're going to see it in just forgetting simple things, not long-term ago. You still can have long-term memory and have full-blown Alzheimer's. I'm talking about recent things. You forget what you had for breakfast. You forget someone's name, first or last. You forget the titles of books that you've read.
You walk out of the room and forget why you went into the other room.
That's correct. You start to lose cognition. That should be a big red flag saying, uh-oh, I'm about to slip over a slope, and the longer I delay dealing with this, the worse it's going to get. So I'm seeing an epidemic pandemic. We have 100 million Americans who are baby boomers or senior citizens who are now finding their brains are damaged. And
Gary,
now, for the first time, they're paying attention. So we've got to do something about our brains. We've got to do it now. And the protocols to help your brain are in the film itself. And that's why you can stop and start, write down the protocols, Healing the Brain Naturally. And the other is the new product called Brain Stuff.
And so, folks, we're not suggesting that we're going to send you a powder and it's going to change your brain. There are protocols in this film that you need to follow as well. There are lifestyle changes that you need to make. There is a whole process of this. Gary doesn't just walk into people and say, hey, take this powder and your life changes. But that's why we've put the package together, so you can have the protocols for your brain health, the physical changes that you need to make, as well as nutrition that can begin immediately to address some of those issues. That's the Brain Stuff that Gary's created that's never been offered before. Brand new here and only here on WBAI. 516-620-3602. We're up against the top of the hour, folks. We need to hear from you now. We've got to get another 20 callers on the line in this last 5 minutes at 516-620-3602. Gary Null's Brain Health Package for a pledge of just $125 to this station, the station that is the alternative. Gary, I've been saying during this fund drive, sometimes WBAI is a bitter pill to swallow, but it's still the antidote to the mainstream madness. 516-620-3602. We need that antidote in this city of New York. We need that antidote in the state of New Jersey. We need that and this antidote in the state of Connecticut, in the state of Pennsylvania, in all five boroughs. WBAI is the voice that is the resistance to what's happening in the White House, folks. It must be empowered. One of the things that's happening is that the pharmaceutical industries, the corporate interests, have access that we simply don't have, and that's why the mainstream don't have a Gary Null show on explaining to you how you might save thousands of dollars with simple nutrition and vitamin protocols. They would rather make a profit from you. We would rather give you a choice. 516-620-3602. Make the choice now to get on the phone line and be one of those final 20 callers during this hour to make that pledge of support. It's the Gary Null Show. It's on Monday through Thursday on WBAI at noon. It starts out with a health segment and moves into progressive politics like no other. Support it. It is your dollars that keep this show going, that keep this station going. Gary's been an incredible volunteer at WBAI. As I was saying a moment ago, I've had so many people now just approach me and say, Gary Null changed my life. He healed. And I'm talking about conditions that the mainstream medical industry say cannot be changed. Many people have approached me here and said, I was different. Two people I know that you reversed vitiligo, which shocks me. 516-620-3602. It's your turn to take your health into your own hands, to make a decision. That's what it takes first, is a simple decision for you to do something different. If what you're doing has not been working, it's time to start a new protocol. You can do that with this package. It includes Gary Null's Brain Stuff, first time it's ever been offered, and Healing the Brain Naturally, his DVD, which has further protocols, further nutritional suggestions for you to do to begin to make that change. And maybe this isn't for you. Maybe this is for a loved one. Maybe you have someone you know who needs this and they don't know that they need it. How helpful would that be to get them to adopt these protocols into their lives, and or get them to at least adopt the nutritional element into their lives? 516-620-3602. This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM. We're raising money to sustain this radio station right now here on the Gary Null Show. We need to hear from you. 516-620-3602. Make a pledge of support. As Gary has pointed out, the brain is the master organ in the human body.
Tony, let me say this to finish off our hour. I was blessed and fortunate when I came to the city to be able to work for free as a ghostwriter, an editor for Sarah Dona, one of the grand dames of American literature and one of the great feminists of the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. She was in her 80s at the time that I met her. And the deal was that if I would work each day in her place, she would then work on my material to show me what was deficient in it as a young and aspiring writer back at that time in 1965, 66. In any case, what I saw happening was she did not have a healthy diet. And one night, she had all these great intellects and activists in the 1920s, 30s, 40s that I would never have gotten to even know exist, let alone meet them, who were over there. And one of them said, Sarah, are you aware that your memory is going? And she looked at him and said, everything goes after the age of 60. And she said, I'm lucky to have any memory. And I thought at that time, wow, what would it mean to have something that could help her? I didn't have the knowledge or skills. I was naive and young and just in New York. But now I know today, if there was a Sarah Dona in front of me, you bet. In fact, there was a film that I just saw the other night on classic television, Turner Classics. And one of the stars of that film, All About Eve, with Betty Davis, And I counseled her when she was 30 years ago. She lived to be 94 and was in good health. When I saw her, she was not in good health. And I won't mention her name, but she was one of the co-stars of that film. And I was watching, thinking, wow, I remember her coming up the East 92nd Street, walking up the steps. I've counseled about 3,000 celebrities. Then I had the knowledge to help her. I didn't have the knowledge to help Sarah Donan. I wish I did. But today, we have knowledge. So if you have a problem, if your loved ones have a problem, we have ways of helping them. Start by watching the film and taking notes and taking down the protocols for all these different conditions and healing the brain naturally. Then you've got to help them be a support system for them to make changes. We have to make changes if we're going to change our brain. Tony?
516-620-3602. That's the phone number to call, folks. The pledge level is just $125 for this powerful package that's never been offered before. It's Gary Null's Healing the Brain Naturally, along with his brand new formulation, which is called Brain Stuff. It is about giving your body the proper nutrition. We come onto this planet and we don't get a manual, but we do understand that there are certain things that we can do. When you have a fine car, you put the best gas in it. When you have a fine brain, it needs the best nutrition. So call us now, but not just nutrition. You're going to have to exercise, folks. You're going to have to change some things that you do to have a complete effect. It's not one thing. We're not saying a scoop of powder is going to change your life. We are saying it will change your brain health, possibly. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. A $125 pledge of support gets you Healing the Brain Naturally, along with Gary Null's Brain Stuff. Brand new, never before offered, but available to you. And think about how many people around you might need that. Maybe you have a loved one that you care for, a child even. I'm literally thinking about, I have a nephew who's about a year and a half old, Gary, and I presume this is safe for children. I'm thinking about just pledging for a bottle and sending it out to his mother. His talking faculties are beginning to develop. And he's got two languages. He's Cuban, so he's learning Spanish and English. And his as that's happening, I can't see why this support wouldn't be great for him as he's beginning to develop these processes. And that's exactly what that's likely what I'm going to do. Pledge for one of these, one for myself, and send one out to her as well, so that this little boy has this nutrition now and doesn't have to wait. 516-620-3602. That's a magic phone number for us. It keeps this station alive. It is your pledges of support that make WBAI go. We need those pledges now. At the $125 level, we're going to send you out this powerful, powerful health package from Gary Null, Healing the Brain Naturally, and Gary Null's Brain Stuff. 516-620-3602. That is also available at give2wbai.org. Gary, I want to ask you a personal question. I want to ask you, what made you work with so many people for free? This is not the normal American way. This isn't what people do in this country anymore. Why is it that you've spent so much time with so many individuals and worked with and counseled and offered them nutritional health supplements for free?
In point of fact, I've never charged a person for counseling in my life. I'm talking about over 60,000 people. Now, that seems like it's irresponsible and stupid based upon our society, because we judge our value in the workplace based upon our standing, educational or seniority, what we've learned. That's why a dentist will make more than a locksmith, or a plumber will make more than, let's say, a house cleaner. So we have an artificial hierarchy of fair value in the marketplace. And so being the number one nutritionist in the world, I should be able to charge a lot of money. But I don't look at it that way. And just like I got a salary from BAI when I started BAI, but they said that the program director said, I'm sorry, Gary, but we're going to be tough to pay your salary because we're almost dead here and a lot of bills are unpaid. So I said, don't worry. I said, when I need the salary, I'll ask you. Well, that was 40 years ago, and I've never asked the station for the salary or on PFW or on KPFK. It all told me over $5 million.
Well, certainly don't ask me.
That's my gift to the stations, because I felt that they needed that money.
Mm-hmm.
And But the reason that I don't charge anyone for helping them and have done over 5,000 lectures for free is because of my mother. She is to blame. And it came from after I got my first best-selling book, The Complete Handbook of Nutrition, 1972. I came to New York in a Greyhound bus with $12. I had two pair of underwear and two shirts, one pair of pants, and that was it. That's all I owned. And I had a choice of either looking at the city as a fearful place, and as my friend said, oh, you don't want to be up there, or taking a Greyhound bus and going home and being back around the people I knew. But I also knew that my mother said that I had a wonderful childhood. I even, after graduating from high school, I went to Mountain State College in business and was on the varsity basketball team, and I had a great time. But then she said, it's time to leave this community because you don't want to adapt to what people are going to be living like, and you don't know that yet. But I can tell you, you have to go where they're going to be more open-minded and different-thinking people. I didn't appreciate what she said at the time. So here I am back in my hometown, and I take my mom out. She lived in a trailer, in a small trailer, and my bed was so small. I'm 6'2". My feet had hung over the end of it. Mm-hmm. And I said, Mom, I got a surprise. And we went out to downtown. In downtown, there was one street called Market Street, and that's where all the rich people lived. And there were two beautiful houses that I'd walk by on my way back from school. Mm-hmm. And I said, one was a Georgian style, the other was a colonial. And I said, Mom, what do you think? Oh, those are pretty. I said, which one do you want? She said, well, I don't want any. I said, no, Mom, here, I brought my royalty check, and I'm going to buy you a house. She said, no, no, you're not. I said, but I want to. Every man that I know, every man worth his salt wants to do something for his mother, right?
Right.
Of course you do. She wouldn't allow me. I said, why? I won't get a mortgage. I'll pay cash. She said, no. She said, Gary Michael. She said, I'm happy. I'm happy in that little trailer out there in the woods. I'm happy. Living here wouldn't make me any happier. My friends don't begrudge me because I'm poor. She said, remember, we will all be remembered by our heart. I thought about that. What do you mean? I asked her. She said, well, she said, I can show you some people who live in these houses, and we know them. They go to church. They're not necessarily nice people because they're rich, because they have a big house or a nice car. And I can show you Uncle Johnny and some poor people in our family, and everybody loves them. I thought about that. I got back to New York, and I was asked to do a lecture at the end of Brooklyn, which I was happy to do, but it was real way out there. It was really at the end of Brooklyn. And it was supposed to be an hour lecture, but my lectures are never an hour. I always wait till the last person's had their questions answered. And it was like 11:30 at night, almost midnight. And so when everyone left, I helped the custodian who was going to drive me back to Manhattan put up all the chairs. So he put up all the chairs and cleaned up the place, and then we started back. And in about a half mile down the road, I noticed that here was this woman, and she had been one of the last people to ask me a question. In fact, I think she was the last person. So I said, could you pull over here? And so I got out, and I said, Miss, I said, do you live in the neighborhood? She said, no, no, no. I said, you were at my lecture, right? You asked me a question about your sister who had cancer. She said, yeah, I have all these notes. I'm so happy. Where do you live? She said, I live in the Bronx. Whoa, the Bronx where you're at? The bus is not running now. She says, that's all right. I'll get a subway. I can walk, you know, to the subway. I said, well, it's not safe at 1 o'clock in the morning to be taking a subway. I said, get in the car. We'll drive you. And we did. Didn't say a word. She was completely silent. Pulled up, got out of the building, opened the door for her, and she walked up the steps. Then she came back. I'm back in the car now. And she said, I'm glad you didn't charge anything. Why? She said, because if you even charged $10, I couldn't afford it.
Wow. That is impactful indeed, Gary. And thank you. Let me say thank you. And for those people who aren't here, not to speak for them, but thank you for the work that you've done. That's the work of Gary Null, folks. And I asked that question because I'm curious about, I think it speaks to the quality of the work that you put into the products that you create, for instance, Gary. That informs the work that you do as you're putting together this brain stuff or these the red stuff or the green stuff, whatever the stuff
is. I don't do it for the money. If people don't understand, I don't do any of the stuff I do for money. If I was into money and fame and ego, I'd have a publicist, never have had. I'd be marketing myself out there. I never have. I wouldn't be coming to a BAI when I knew when I left WMCA had the highest rated show in America in the afternoon of 5,000 plus radio stations.